We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
This morning, my guest is the one and only Tom Leonardo. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Willie. How about you?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm glad you're here this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Well, it's a good place to be. We were driving in, and it was snowing outside.
Sure was. A little bit of like dandruff-type flakes.
That's right. Gosh.
I couldn't tell the difference for a second. I thought...
Of course you did. I know what you thought. I know what you thought. All right. Folks, we're going to play some music this morning. I do want to say this. I want to thank Tom for coming in on a last minute's notice. My guest was to be Sheena Barnett, who has not done the show with us before, and Sheena's a good friend. And but she's been sick. So, Sheena, I hope you start feeling better. And, you know, listen to what the doctor says.
Yeah, always follow the doctor's
orders. Follow doctor's orders,
but we please. Want you well and back next week or something.
That's right. Yes, we do. All right, we're going to play some music this morning. Tom, you get Tom has chosen five songs. I've chosen five songs. Looks like we're leaning heavy into stupid country music.
Right. Well, you know, you say pick five songs, okay? I'm from the country, and I know you are, and it seems like you go home in your mind, and there's the truth of that, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
That, can't help it.
That music was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
Even though we didn't want it to be everywhere.
You couldn't stop it.
I hated country music when I was a kid, and I was way up in my 20s, and I finally got it. That it was, you know, it's just show business, man.
Man, I was in my 30s before it really pushed the button on me, but I hated it as a kid.
Yeah.
Left Paris, Tennessee, because that's all they played up there. I said, man, I'm a jazz drummer.
That's right. You can't be doing that country two-step beat for the rest of your life.
I'm going to move to Memphis.
That's great. All right, well, then, what is your first song that you chose?
Well, I have revisited country music through a band that I'm working with now with Adam Holton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's country, we call standard country songs, and one of the ones they play is I'm Walking the Dog. And I thought, could it be that Rufus Thomas song? Well, it's not exactly. It's Webb Pierce and a song called I'm Walking the Dog, and it's all about a gentleman that has just gotten out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Webb Pierce with I'm Walking the Dog.
Walking a dog, and I'm never blue. I'm a walking a dog, I ain't thinking about you. I don't need no one to tie me down. I'm just a walking a dog, and a pain in the town. Such an easy life. Now I never knew until the day that I left you. Now I'm a carefree lad that's seen the light. I'm a walking the dog all the day and all night. A dog, and I'm never blue. I'm a walking the dog. I ain't thinking about you. I don't need no one to tie me down. I'm just a walking the dog, and a pain in the town. Such an easy life. Now I never knew until the day. carefree let that scene alight. I'm a walking the dog all the day and all night.
Man, I tell you, Webb is walking the dog all day and all night.
All day. Webb ain't no fool.
He is no fool. He's, you know.
He's back in action.
That's right. He's a painting the town.
A painting the town. All the law will allow.
I love that, man. That was some good playing in there. I heard that, man, you know, the way they've always mixed records in Nashville. Yep. I mean, you could hear, you know, you give the dobro player a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, you could hear the piano a little bit. You hear the lead guitar, you know.
That fiddle comes in there.
All start, that stuff.
Well, they don't play real long solos. They just play four measures or so.
Yeah, right.
Which is about all anybody can play anyway and hold your interest, you know. People think that, I play eight courses. Well, four bars is good.
Four bars is plenty. That's right. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're glad you're here with us this morning. Tom Leonardo is my guest, my extra special guest.
Man. Oh, man. You're rubbing me now.
Hey, man. Yeah. How many times have you been on the show?
About 40 times. This is my 40th time. Matter of fact, I was going to actually do the show this morning and have you as a guest.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, then, why don't you ask me what my pick
well,
is?
Well, Willie, now that we've listened to Walking the Dog, song number one, what song would you, and what will you have for your second song?
You know, I kind of swung this way because, you know, back in the 60s when we were kids and stuff, there were always these novelty songs around. And I loved novelty songs. You know, whether Ray Stevens, Roger Miller.
Nervous and
all
Nervous.
These, yeah, right. All of these crazy things. So, and I always loved this song by Roger Miller. So we're gonna hear Chug-a-Lug.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine in after class. Me and him and this Sue the fool decided we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so I held myself, first time for everything. My ears still rang, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered this covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill. I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. Said, let me have a big old sip. I done a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. If you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, 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 chug-a-lug.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
It can't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. We should just maybe just turn off everything and go home.
I think just turn it off and go home. you know, that's got everything you need. It's got a catchy beat, as they say in the jingle.
It really does.
It's a catchy beat. And the story is a very interesting story presented in a very...
a bucolic way.
Wow. I couldn't pull that word up, but yes.
Out behind the barn. Yeah.
Well.
I think a lot of people got their education out behind the barn.
I think that's Jimmy Dickens tell you about that.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah, that's a good, you know, that used to play on the jukebox all the time.
WTPR Radio in Paris, Tennessee played that at least twice a day. Of course, yeah. They only had five records up there. They played that one twice a day.
Oh, that's great. Okay, here we go, folks. We are talking about the songs that move us this morning. And as you could tell, Roger Miller moved me. And in fact, Tom, I was driving back from Los Angeles one time. I was going through Oklahoma, and there was a big sign there that said, birthplace of Roger Miller Museum. And I should have stopped.
Should have stopped.
But I did not.
See the things we miss. And you're probably thinking, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, right. And today, it's one of my big, well, not one of my worst regrets. I have many other worst regrets. I do regret not
that
going.
That would be up in the top 10, I guess.
It would be. Yeah, it would be in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's push on here.
Oh, yeah.
What have you got next?
Well, I was going to ask you because you've got the list.
I do. Okay. So you want me to let you?
Well, what about Saddle Up My Pony by Wilroy Sanders?
Oh, that sounds like a good one. Okay. And this is the Field Stones.
Well, it's Wilroy. Yeah. If it's the one I cut, I'm thinking it is. It's a live cut.
Okay.
And the Field Stones are with him, backing him up. Okay. And it's all about a guy that wants to see his girlfriend.
Oh.
And he's got a plan to go get her.
Okay, here we go. Here's Saddle Up My Pony.
Thank you. Right now, I'm going to get old Wilroy. Come here, Wilroy, and do something for me. We will ride around a little bit. What do you say? See a lot of heads out there. Get these hands together. Y'all enjoying yourselves? Okay, okay. When we get through, we'll get drunk. Saddle up my pony, baby. About that old black man. Saddle up my pony, baby. About that old black man.
Some Memphis music.
That's Wilroy Sanders at his best. Saddle Up My Pony.
That's very cool. I like that.
And I got to ask you something. You notice that the first of that,
yeah,
like a lot of blues songs, They sing the first line,
yeah,
the first chorus, then they repeat it.
Yeah.
Why do they do that, Willie?
Because
why do you sing it twice?
Well, I don't know. We were talking about this when it was happening. I think it started probably in church, where the leader would sing the first line because maybe a lot of people couldn't read. And they would sing the first line, and then
you sing along.
Yeah, and then the congregation sing along.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I guess. I don't know.
Man, all of this music is out of the church anyway.
And, you know, and believe me, with as many, like, musicologists and people that we know, somebody is already texting me going, I don't think that's quite right.
Oh, yeah. And someone's probably written a paper on it.
That's
too,
right. If you've written a paper, send it to me.
There's a lot of those musicologists and people that tell you how it goes around here, but they don't. But they don't play music.
Well, there you go.
They just know how it goes.
They know how it goes.
I like that.
Well, it's good. I guess everybody needs a little piece of the pie, right?
The critique.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I get to choose next,
please,
right?
Please do.
Man, I tell you what. This song I'm going to play is, this is from, I don't know, maybe like 1974 or something. And it's by Charlie Daniels, and it's called Uneasy Rider. This was before he had the band and everything. But you know, he had played bass. He was a studio musician. He had played bass on all those Bob Dylan records that got made in Nashville. With like two records, I guess, they made in Nashville. And Charlie was apparently Dylan's favorite bassist.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I guess they gave him a start, you know. And I saw him, you know. He said that it really helped him, you know, get established in Nashville.
That would be
know.
A good way to begin.
It definitely would. And when we just saw the Dylan movie last week, and I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, I
really,
it,
I really
is.
Liked it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the guy can sing, you know, and it wasn't like real over the top or full of it. I mean, he wasn't a cartoon character.
Right.
Wasn't the cartoon Bob Dylan, which was nice. You know, Bob Dylan was obviously a kind of a difficult friend maybe to have.
kind of stays to himself.
That's right, yeah. But so, yeah, the movie's really good. But getting back to Uneasy Rider by Charlie Daniels, you know, the early 70s, those were times when people would beat you up if you had long hair.
And oh, yeah.
You know that, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Boy or girl?
Yeah, that's right. How many times did I get chased? How many times did, you know, did people say something to you? You know, every day. So this is Charlie Daniels' reaction to that. And I've always liked this. The production's really good, but I also like how he, in the end, wins. So this is
yes.
Uneasy Rider.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?"
Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside. So I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. They all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, cause he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president." "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack. So I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
Charlie Daniels. Well, we wouldn't want Charlie to get beat up in Jackson,
man.
Mississippi.
Well, that I've never heard that.
You never heard that song?
That was a wonderful story that man told, and flawless performance.
Oh, that was some good playing.
A wordy.
That was quite a wordy song.
But easy to follow.
Yeah.
And I have felt that feeling.
Many times, right?
Yeah. I think some guys chased Steve Ross and I out of the Swanee Castle in in Paris, Tennessee, once, because her hair a little long there.
Oh, man. Yeah, people used to get really...
upset them, didn't it?
Oh, man. It would just drive people crazy.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, they would say.
I know. God.
Man.
So crazy.
So many things wrong.
I know. All right. Well, we're gonna continue with the show here, folks.
Yes.
Is it time for the weather report, Tom?
Yes. Chilly today. And chilly tomorrow, actually, would be the forecast from here. We will have some snow, but not much. Maybe, maybe not. It could be cloudy or sunny, and it will vary. So put on your coat and hat. Keep an umbrella close.
There you go. What's the dew point going to be?
Dew point is 9.9.
Okay, folks. We've started doing the weather here.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, tell you what, you get to choose now. So,
Man, there's one on there called "I Want a Bow-Legged Woman."
Oh yes,
by Bull Moose Jackson.
Yes,
and okay. I think this is a good. My father used to play this for me.
He did. Really? Okay. And y'all owned a music store in Paris, Tennessee.
Paris, Tennessee, and that's north of here.
Yes,
a couple of hours or more. You've been there, actually.
I have been there. Yeah, we went up there.
A quick tour.
Yeah, we did, and it was great. It's a beautiful little town.
Well, it's a charming city. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it really.
Or charming town would be the way to say it.
Yeah, and I remember we went by where the music store was.
We did. It, as they'd say in Paris, it burnt down.
It burnt down, well.
In the 70s.
So, but this was really a gathering place for people, right? I mean, was it like a magnet for musicians from the area?
Well, yeah. So Paris is in the kind of in the woods, and it's in the middle of a bunch of other little towns and things. So the area is probably 100,000 people or more.
Right.
And all people play music of some type, all cultures, all groups of folks. So. Yeah. We would sell music to piano teachers. We'd sell music to churches and pianos and things for churches. Mm-hmm. We had the jazz bows that were in town, the jazz players. They all came through and bought certain instruments. And But on Saturdays, and I got to say this, on Saturday afternoon, a lot of them would stop by the store.
Yeah.
And I would meet the craziest people. I met Willie Nelson in there.
Really?
I met Lester and Earl in there. Sure did.
I'd never heard that before.
And others. And local legends that were.
Yeah. Carl Perkins ever come in?
Carl never made it.
He
but
didn't?
I guess Jackson was.
He
probably went to Memphis. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Anyway.
All right. So your dad would play "I Want a Bow-Legged Woman."
Yeah, and my mother would say, "Take that off and don't play that for him."
That's right.
I thought we'd play it this morning.
That's great. Here we go.
Because the big fat legs are so far apart. I want a bow-legged woman right now. I want to find me a gal somehow. She's gotta be built like an old bass fiddle. Big bow legs with plenty room in the middle. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Yeah.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Boy, I'll fall in love with her right from the start, because the big fat legs are so far apart.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Divine.
A bow-legged woman, that's fine.
She don't have to be no glamour gal, but she's gotta have hoops like an old beer bell. Gotta be on my way. Find a bow-legged woman today. She had a solid straddle when she came into battle. I jumped dead in the saddle. You couldn't hear a rattle, and there wasn't nobody there to run and tattle. Gotta
be on my way to see my bow-legged woman today. I say, my woman with big bow legs.
What about that sax section?
Man, what about it? What about those lyrics?
What about those lyrics?
That's great.
Well,
I can see why your mother was a little hesitant.
She didn't like Bull Moose Jackson.
For 10-year-old Tommy to hear this.
Well, Tommy's going to hear it somewhere probably. But that had rhythm to it. So,
Yeah. What a great beat, man. That's good stuff. That is very good stuff.
How about you? What is your next pick for our audience, listening audience today? And by the way, we want to stop right here and mention that you're listening to Willie Bearden and a song and a program called Songs That Move You.
That's right.
That's right.
And hopefully these are moving us.
Well, yeah. It's Monday morning, and this is every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Not just today.
That's
it's
right.
It's every Monday. So please turn on 91.7, The Wixer, and listen to Willie's show. And also my friend Jim Spake has a show on Thursdays, Jim Duckworth, has a show on Thursdays.
Right.
Joe Restivo has a show.
Yes, John Buford. John Buford and Restivo swap. They do, one of them does one week. And
I thought that was a ventriloquist act. Telling me that they swap it up?
They swap it up. Joe takes it one week, and Buford takes it the next week. And they have a show on Wednesday mornings at 10 to 11 called Let's Get Lost. And it's really very cool. 40s, 50s, 60s jazz.
Yes, and informative.
Yeah, very informative. Yeah,
you can learn a lot by listening.
Yes. Yes, I like that show. All right, folks, we're going to push it on down the line, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to play.
Indecisive.
I got one.
What is
this? Is one I chose. I love Jerry Reed.
Oh, yeah.
So here's Jerry doing, and Jerry was, he had that novelty thing going too, But this is called She Got the Gold Mine. I got the shaft.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
here we go.
Another love song.
Well, I guess it was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, 'cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised the day I come home and found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. You ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, 'cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why didn't you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine, they give me the shaft. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft.
I got split it all down the middle, and then to give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Hey, kid, I got the shaft. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold no more. I let my wife tote it. I'm gonna be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm gonna be. That's not funny, huh?
Okay. Don't have to worry about carrying that wallet anymore.
That's right. Yeah, it's just, you know, Jerry Reed, man.
Yeah.
That guy could play, man.
He plays, yeah, and what do you? What is that, like a Bakersfield, California
style?
That is,
yeah, this kind of, yeah, that Bakersfield, you know, and you know, you heard that in a lot of Elvis's later music.
Well, maybe it's just a country lick. I know Doug Easley plays that lick. I know Doug does. And I know Joe Restivo plays that lick, too.
Yeah, that's some good stuff, man. That is some good stuff.
Or that style, I guess.
Yes, right.
Well, good morning and welcome to Willie's show.
Okay, what was that song I need to look up?
That song is called That's What I Like.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. You talk for a second.
Right, we'd just like to tell you that we're here at 91.7 and we're having an absolute party on the radio for you at 9 to 10. And this is a program called Songs That Move You. And Willie Bearden, who has, by the way, has written a book called Mississippi Hippie.
Oh, and if really?
And if you don't have Willie's new book, Mississippi Hippie, you need to stop what you're doing right now and run to the bookstore or online or wherever books are sold.
There you go.
And get your copy of Mississippi Hippie and open your mind up to some things that were going on in Mississippi during Willie's early childhood and later adult development.
Oh, that's good, Tom. Man, that's a great pitch. And while you were pitching my book, thank you, I found the song.
That's what I like about
that's
the
what
song.
I like about
Phil
the
Harris.
South.
This
Phil
is a
Harris.
Song about our area.
Okay, here we go. Phil Harris. I've never heard this.
You're going to love it.
Okay, here we go.
Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey. Where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Oh, sugar cured Virginia hams. Basement full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot corn, bread, black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please. Cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two there. Dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Well, it's away, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens to keep a dreaming, those dreamy dreams. Well, let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news. Got the box, back coat, and the button shoes. But he's all caught up with his union dues. And that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street. Who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat. And that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. On and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Doo-Wah-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty with Doo-Wah-Diddy. Didn't come here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me those no good lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you. Send me 50 PDQ. Rose are red and violets are pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't think. Got backbones and turnip greens, ham hocks and butter beans. You and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Well,
huh?
That's what I like about the South.
A food song.
Man, that was good.
Sam Shoup used to tell me, he said, man, I don't like songs about food.
Really? He doesn't like okay.
I don't know why. I don't like food songs.
Oh,
I said,
no,
okay,
food
well,
songs.
Let's don't listen to that.
Yeah. That's good. I need to have Sam. I would love to have Sam on this show,
good.
Man.
Sam, and he's got his.
Oh, God. He knows like more about music.
Yeah. Than, he's.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And an incredible musician and thinker about yeah, music
right.
and arranger.
Yes, right.
We used to, when we were collaborating,
mm-hmm.
like with Jingles or Dog Police or any of that
right,
kind of stuff,
yeah.
I'd write something and he'd go, well. That idea is okay, but you see, Tom, that's you don't have any needs. And pretty soon it would be this big orchestrated deal.
Yeah.
He just knows how to, and his writing and compositions, amazing, amazing man.
Yeah. Well, tell you, I don't know him well. Can you get in touch with him
I can hook you all up, I bet.
Okay, yeah. Coerce him into coming on Songs That Move You.
I bet.
Because I guarantee he'll have a bunch of songs that move him.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that'd be a good choice. Take us in another direction.
Yes, right, 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 right.
Now, Willie.
Yeah.
What song do we have next?
Well, I got, man, I really like this song, and it's I was hoping that you would tell me, because you've been a studio musician like your whole life, and I was hoping you would tell me that you played on this song.
What is the name of that?
Well, it's a song by Mel McDaniel. Did you ever play anything with it? You didn't? Okay, well, I think he recorded here in Memphis. I know a lot of Memphis guys, a lot of musicians traveled with him and stuff. I remember Peter Herka traveled with him and stuff, and Jerry Hayes and people
did
like that.
Did he record at Onyx for some reason?
You know, I think he did.
I think I recorded with the Maffers.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Who? The Maffers.
Yeah, the Maffers.
Yeah. And T.G. Shepherd's thing. But and I
that's
remember.
That's right.
I
you
remember,
were on T.G. Shepherd's Devil in the Bottle.
I was on the demo.
Oh, man.
Swain Schaefer and Fred Hester.
And, man, that went to number one.
Well, not the demo.
Well, the demo didn't, but the song went to number one.
Yeah.
And launched
and
T.G.'s
career. And I got paid,
career.
I think, $35 for that little
wow.
demo. Which I was glad to get.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so.
Well, let's hear.
So this is, I always kid my wife, Kim. I always say, you know, when she puts her blue jeans on, I always quote the Mel McDaniel song, which is called Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Oh, yeah.
And she just rolls her eyes when I say that.
Uh-huh.
But we get eyes rolled all the time, right?
Y'all are in love.
That's right. All right, here we go. This is Mel McDaniel. This will not be Tom playing drums here.
No.
Playing Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way.
trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
All right. Hey, Mel McDaniel knows what's going on, Tom.
Well, he sure does.
He knows what time it is.
He does know what time it is. It's a woman in blue jeans. But, you know, a woman in a dress, any of that is good.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Devil with the...
devil in the bottle.
Devil in the bottle.
The devil in the blue dress or whatever. Just devil, however he wants
to do. Went down to Georgia. There's a whole bunch of...
That's right, the devil.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Yes. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial, and we appreciate you being here with us this morning. And if you would like to donate, because this is an all-volunteer radio station, you can go to WYXR.org, and there's a button at the top that says donate, and all you have to do is mash that button.
Mash it,
and then you can become a sustaining member, or you can give us a one-time gift, whatever you'd like to do. Now, I would also like to say, I hope you had a great holiday season, however you choose to do that. We had a great one. Did you have a great holiday?
We had an absolutely incredible, let me just put it that way.
Yeah. And so this was, now you have a granddaughter, a new granddaughter.
I do. I have Campbell Lynn Leonardo.
Oh,
who,
yes. Beautiful name.
Because of a union with my wife and I, Suzanne, yeah, Leonardo,
uh-huh,
we produced two gentlemen,
yes,
Leonardos,
right,
Taylor and Griffin. Mm-hmm. And Taylor went forward and has produced with his wife, Skylar, mm-hmm, Leonardo, a child, Campbell Lynn Leonardo. There's, oh, our lineage.
There you go, man. That's great.
Griffin, yeah, Leonardo has yet to come forth.
There's time.
He's in another group.
There's time. Yeah. Okay. Well, and so the baby was having a big time.
Baby
at
had
Christmas.
A big time. They brought their dog, of course, you know, yeah, and our dog and their dog, and of course, you know, that's good in a small house.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the baby is always good in a small home.
Yeah.
Plus the two of them, and Griffin was over there most of the time.
Yeah.
So it was really a wonderful experience.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, folks. We're Tom and I are swapping songs this morning. What,
yes,
have you got next?
Well,
I know I've got the list. I'm not telling you.
And what
what's
will
on there.
You have? Soda.
That's
soda.
Right.
And what will you have?
Oh, I. How about?
What will I have?
Every day I have the blues.
Well, you know what? That's Count Basie and Joe Williams.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful rendition of the song, and this band,
yeah,
and this singer are phenomenal.
Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you. Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worry, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, oh well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, moving on down the line. Oh, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and move on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day, every day I have the blues. You see me worry, baby, cause it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, you know I've had my share. I am packing up my suitcase. And there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day I have the blues. I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. I have the blues. Every day you see me worry, baby, cause it's you I hate to lose. Every day, I have the blues.
All right. Man.
Joe Williams.
Joe, man, Joe can sing.
Yes, sir.
That was a good one, man. I love that. I don't think I'd ever heard that rendition.
It's been around a while. That kind of was a thing there in the early 60s.
Oh, that was great stuff. All right, well, folks, we are barreling toward the finish line here. I want to play a little bit of a song. It's one of my kind of pool hall picks here. This is Johnny Paycheck, who was kind of one of the real bad boys of country music.
He was an original outlaw.
He really was. He was more of an outlaw than the Outlaws were. I don't think they wouldn't invite him into the club.
He was too loose.
He was too loose. Sorry, man. Johnny just going to get us in trouble.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this song is called I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. Here we go.
Man.
Sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages, clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. On me, Lord, how I fought to resist. But the agents clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. Memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages, clap for me.
Man, that made me sad.
I turned 21 in prison, kind of thing.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm sorry I played that.
That's all right. It's just a temporary feeling.
That's right.
And old Johnny, man, old Johnny. You
know? Johnny Paycheck, man, he was the dude. Folks, we are so glad you've been along with this ride this morning. We've had a good time. Tom Leonardo is my guest here.
I've loved it, and I want to say a special shout-out to my friend Casey Leip down in Batesville, Mississippi.
Hey, Casey.
Casey's a musician in a little south of here, I'll put it that way.
Right, yeah. Right. All right. All right, folks, so we're going to let you go here. I want you to stick around because David is up next with the new Soft Shoe Show, and he's going to play you some stuff that you will remember.
Oh, yeah.
It won't be as traumatizing as Johnny Paycheck.
No,
maybe. It could be. It could be.
We'll see.
Okay. And we're going to end it with a person that Tom played with over the years.
Yes.
Let's tell about this.
Well, this is my favorite guy, Mose Allison, and he's got some words of wisdom for everyone, I believe.
Here we go. See you next week.
Let's give God a vacation. He must be tired of it all. Rigging the game, taking the blame. 24 hours a day on call. He gave us the power to reason. He put the spark in the clay. So let's let him go for a season and start making sense today. Let's give Jehovah a breather. Maybe he'll go for a swim. We won't even pray on his holiday. We won't have to claim any favors from him. He gave us the power to reason. Just trying to show us the way. So let's let him go for a season and start making sense today.